Greetings to the crew of the Gaia Navigation Experiment, and to friends, students, and allies. As usual, this is your navigator, John Lash, recording on January 17th, 2014. And this is a preview of Nav Briefing number 107, The Satanic Nexus. Currently, I've arrived at Nav Briefing number 106, The Code of Non-Offense, which is a follow-up to Nav Briefing 105 entitled May the Righteous Be Damned. I'm making this little preview as a glimpse of the briefing to come, obviously. And that briefing, 107, would be a more extensive treatment of the Satanic Nexus. But in this little introductory recording this morning, I'd like to tell you about what happened this morning. Now bear in mind, today is January 17th. It's a little past the halfway point of the Kali shift. Yesterday, there was an apogee surge with the apogee of the moon in 25 degrees of Cancer, placing it at the head of the twins. This is also the entry point from reset into correction. The apogee of the moon is currently in a stall. When it moves forward in the spring, it will pass beyond this point. It will pass, as it were, and you might visualize this, between the two marking stars of the heads of the twins. Those two stars represent, as it were, a sort of gateway from reset into correction. This is how close we are in the countdown of the last second. What do I want to tell you this morning in this little preview? Well, first of all, I'd like to give you the setting of my experience. I woke this morning, a cool but not cold winter morning in Spain, and there was a light rain over the land and over all the valley. I can look down and see islands below me, islands in the mist. The clouds are often below me in the winter, and so the valley turns into an estuary, an inland sea that reminds me of the inland sea of Japan that I visited so many years ago. And this morning, as I was making the fire downstairs, I put on some Japanese music, the Koto, and I played a few strains of that to introduce this preview. I used this Japanese music to steady myself when I find myself drifting into a particular mood. So there I was, making coffee in the morning, coming upstairs to the navigator's cabin, greeting my cats and thanking them as I do every morning. The window to the south is open. Could hear the light drizzle of rain. I'm safe and sound in my cabin, and I opened up my crew mail. Among the messages was a link from a crew member named Christopher, K-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R. Thought you might want to hear this. Christopher writes, John, thank you for the great work you've done concerning one of the topics you have spoken about lately in the Nav briefings. You may want to hear this. I am not sure if you have yet, but I figured I would share it anyway. I agree that we need to wake others up to the fact that there is a horrible conspiracy and that the children are being preyed upon by a system of wealthy criminals. And then he gives me the link. not going to give you the link, and I don't necessarily advise you to go and look at this clip. It may not be digestible. But the name of the clip, if you want to find it on YouTube, is Bill Maloney Speaking January 2014. Bill Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y, is a gentleman in England that I've been following for 2 or 3 years now. He is the founder of Pie and Mash Films, which are independently funded documentaries concentrating on the subject of child abuse, institutional child abuse in England. Bill Maloney first came to my attention by his investigation of the, quote, satanic, unquote, operations of a child abuse and pedophile network in the Jersey Islands, and he's quite well known for having broken that story. He's a relentless and fearless bulldog when it comes to tracking down the high-level predators in the criminal elite of this planet. So in short, I would say Bill Maloney's been on to the satanic nexus for quite a while. Bill Maloney also works closely with Brian Gerrish, G-E-R-R-I-S-H. And Mr. Gerrish first came to my attention by his expose of the Holly Gregg trial, going back some years now in England. The Holly Gregg case, which was a case of a child, what's the proper language, a disabled child being used in a pedophile ring. Brian Gerrish is co-host with Louise Collins on the YouTube channel UK Column. So I click to the link and I open it up. And what do I hear? Well, I can tell you that I did this about 3 hours ago, around 8 o'clock, and for an hour there were chills running up and down my spine, and I was shaking, literally shaking. Now, having made the fire and put on some Japanese music, okay, I'm a little calmer, but not much. So what you find on this 14-minute clip basically is a conversation between Lou Collins and Bill Maloney. The date of this conversation or radio interview is the 13th of January, which would have been the 12th day of this Kali shift, just prior to my posting NB101, The Will to Avenge. Well, I don't advise that you listen to this conversation necessarily, but Bill Maloney says some things about the testimony of a certain witness, and Bill Maloney describes the current situation just breaking a few days ago of the exposure of the satanic network in the UK. He says, if I hear him correctly, that not only do alternative media people such as himself have their eyes on this situation and have their eyes on the particular facts of the case, but also, according to him, the mainstream media and the press in England are aware of the case. And at a certain moment, Bill Maloney says something, but he prefaces saying it by saying, I'm not supposed to say this. And then he says it. And the words, to quote them exactly, are, the victim has met the queen. I don't know how you feel or what goes on in your mind and your body as you hear those words. The victim who is alive now and testifying in this current breaking case has met the queen. And Bill Maloney genially adds, the queen mother and Prince Andrew, and at that point, Louise Collins tells him to hold off. So it's raining again now. It started to rain just as I said those words. The victim has met the queen. Let the cry go out across the land. The satanic nexus is breaking before your eyes. It is just a week since I put that word on a Navigator briefing and called your attention to the satanic nexus as the single most important feat of horror being perpetrated on this planet that would draw mass empathy were it to be exposed. Now, the great mass of people on this planet do not know about the GNE, do they? But we in the GNE know that we acquire an amplification of the powers of attention by the methods of the GNE, the observation of the lunar surges and so forth. And we also know that according to the principles of planetary tantra, the planetary animal mother herself boosts our attention to the level of a planetary force. I rest my case, and I will continue to discuss and elaborate on the subject of the satanic nexus in NAV briefing number 107. Coming up soon. Until then, I leave you with the resolution that guides this party as the GNE moves from reset into correction. Kalika warriors unite in the delight of dangerous animals, and may the righteous be damned.